They're so extra, and they're so Christmas. They're so Xmas.
Cliff, first of all, I'm taking off my jacket. It's very loud.
It's very hot too.
Well, it's no here. It's that.
It's that.
It's my vegan leather.
Oh, nice. How environmentally and ethically responsible of you.
I am so responsible.
It's got cute birds on the inside, too.
I know. It's got a good lining. It was a very good TJ Maxx find.
Nice.
I am a Maxinista. My name is Heather. What's up? That's Chrysanthemum Cliff. In the house. Now, we're going to talk about houses today, right?
Yes.
I've had a lot of coffee. Can you tell?
Absolutely.
Tell me about your house ornaments.
Okay, so this is kind of a wacky thing I ran across on the internet. Literally, you can pay this person on Etsy to make a Christmas ornament that looks like your house.
I love Etsy.
Right? And I'm like, I literally said it to my wife, I'm like, why would you want a Christmas ornament that looks like your house? That's the weirdest thing in the entire world. She's like, well, I mean, think about like a couple of different situations. Maybe you're traveling at Christmas and you want like a little piece of home to take with you.
Yes.
She's like, you could literally take a little piece of home with you. But also like if you were like a military kid or someone who moves a lot or travels a lot, how cool would it be to have a Christmas tree full of all those places where you created memories every single year?
And that's the kind of thing you pass on.
Absolutely.
If, you know, your kid grew up in the same house his whole life, then moves away, eventually that house is not going to be in your family anymore in all likelihood.
Yeah.
Then you've got this lovely memory of it.
So the lady who does it, her name is Samantha Bravico. And I think it's a really cool idea. Like, I think it would have been really cool to have a Christmas ornament of where my dad grew up or where my grandparents lived when they were kids. So something that on the surface I was like, well, that's super weird, I think actually has a lot of promise.
Well, now I want to go through some old photos and see if I can find like from the early 1900s when both sides of my family came to the U.S. for the first time, immigrated, see if there's any pictures of the streets, because I love the idea of, what do they call it when you have the little houses with the lights and the snow and you set it up? It's not a nativity scene. It's a, like, you know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah.
Our family always did it, like, with the little house and the cotton fluff. I love the idea of getting some really nostalgic scenes of history. Is there a price point on this? Do we know approximately what it costs?
You know, it's not terrible, especially considering the price of custom ornaments. I mean, frankly, considering the cost of going to the Hallmark store and just buying something. I mean, they're easily $20. These are $80, so that's not terrible.
No.
It makes me think, though, when you said that, I actually have a picture of my grandmother's house that she grew up in, so probably from the late 20s, early 30s. That'd be so cool to have an ornament of that.
I know. Yeah. And then pass that on to your son.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And she says she does a lot of vacation homes, a lot of first homes. Even she says, like, I've done some, like, hey, these people lived in kind of a rundown apartment, and I did their rundown apartment. Like, for me, it would be, if I did everyone that I lived in since I was young, it would be like one house that got torn down and they put in a strip mall, but the rest of them would just be a series of apartments.
Oh my gosh, do you know what I want to do so badly? So we are podcasting from the Seattle, Washington area. And there's a section of town here in Seattle called Queen Anne.
Yeah.
And Queen Anne is famous for over-the-top, indulgent, beautiful homes. If you've ever watched Grey's Anatomy, a lot of the Seattle shots are done from the view of a Queen Anne home. So you're talking about $5, $7, $11 million homes that most of us could never achieve.
No.
But you know what would be fun, Cliff, to go up to Queen Anne and take photos of all the row of homes that overlook the Space Needle there and have a Queen Anne tree of all the homes on Queen Anne right now in 2019 for Christmas.
We should do some thinking about making a, I think you're actually going to be at it this year.
The Festival of Trees.
Festival of Trees. People donate trees that are kind of cool.
Yes.
How cool would it be to donate a Queen Anne's tree?
Yes.
And they auction them off for money, right?
Yeah. So I believe that the value of the trees is around $3,000 each. The value.
We get a bunch of ornaments.
Ornaments.
We're good to go.
Oh my gosh.
Cool.
Festival of Trees, we're coming for you in 2020.
So I'm going to turn my laptop around so you can see one more thing that Sam makes. Are you ready?
Oh my gosh. Show and tell.
Heather's so happy.
I am so excited for two reasons. One, Cliff just showed me a picture of a dog.
And it's cute, tongue out.
And there is now an ornament of that dog.
It's absolutely amazing. You can send her a picture of your dog and she will sculpt it for you.
That, I love this woman.
I know, it's great.
I'm getting three of those. Ooh, Cliff.
It's good. It's good.
This is the best find.
I know, right?
Oh my goodness. So Cliff just showed me a picture of a dog. Can we talk about dogs a little bit?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Because this is something I've been wanting to talk about. Perhaps you love dogs and you want to help dogs this holiday season. Have you thought about taking home a foster for the holidays?
I think that's so cool.
So a lot of shelters want to give those animals a home experience. Sometimes, depending on where you live, dogs might have been there 3, 6 months, a year, waiting. It takes a toll on them emotionally. And over the holidays, a lot of times there's fewer work hours. There's fewer people.
Yeah, folks
looking.
Go on vacation.
And if there are volunteers, you know, the dogs aren't seeing that many people. So a lot of times shelters encourage these foster home for the holidays programs where you can pick up a dog for 3, 4, 5 days during the Christmas season. They can hang out with you, hang out with your family. Obviously, in a perfect case scenario, you fall in love with that dog and that is now your dog. But even if it's not the right dog for you, you're gifting that animal with hope. You're telling that animal, hey, my life isn't 24 hours a day this shelter, because a lot of dogs in that situation don't understand that, hey, I'm here temporarily.
Yeah.
They don't know that. They think that's their life, and that's a pretty sad life sometimes if they're highly intelligent or they're highly active and they're in that kennel for 23 and a half hours a day.
Heather and I work with a lot of dogs at shelters and you can always tell a dog who's been at a shelter for 5 or 6 months because they absolutely just crave attention. They want you to just love them and pet them. I think also at the same time, as a person looking to adopt dogs, it's always great to have the feedback. When I adopted my dog, he had been fostered for a couple of weeks, and it was really cool to be able to hear, oh yeah, he gets along great with my dog. He's super chill. He walks really well. He knows these tricks. And having that 4 or 5 day foster experience where you can not only make a big difference in a dog's life, but also give feedback to the shelter about the likes and dislikes of the dog is really valuable to the person that is going to adopt that dog eventually.
The more information, the better.
Yeah.
And I mean, sometimes it's just like silly things. When I was fostering my dog before I adopted him, I learned that he gets really freaked out when you open a soda can. That sound, that hissing, cracking sound for some reason was really scary to him. That's just good information for someone to know.
Dogs are awesome and so weird.
I know. I do want to encourage you, if you're listening right now and you have lost a pet, you're not sure if you're ready, you don't have any pets right now, and that loss was significant for you, and maybe you're still grieving, I really want to encourage you to dip your toe back in the water, visit your local shelter, and take home a foster. Because even if it doesn't become your dog, you are going to make such a difference in the life of this shelter dog.
And I mean, I think at the same time, too, there's really something to be said just being a permanent foster, helping. Mm-hmm. You could help 30 dogs out in a year.
Absolutely. If you're not ready to have another pet that is your pet, understand. You make those decisions on your own time. But if you've ever had pets, you know the love, you know what you get back from it. I really encourage you to go to a shelter and do a foster and see how that feels. It's one of those, I don't know who needs to hear this right now, but if it's you, I'm going to say it. Well, Cliff, it's got real emotional.
It's okay. We do that a lot on this podcast.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
Good.
Yes. And we're doing it every day.
Every day.
Ooh, what are we talking about next time?
So I'm going to read you the first sentence of a Christmas movie.
Ah!
The movie's called Holly Star. It is on Netflix. A broke puppeteer returns home for the holidays and gets caught up in a treasure hunt. That's enough.
Well, I want more.
You'll have to turn in next time.
Oh,